Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 78 of Long Box Heroes After Dark. Leonard and Todd here.
This show is 78. It should be on vinyl.
Get it? Did you watch that TV show Vinyl?
No, I didn't. I wanted to see it on the HBO.
Yeah, I think that's where it was. I heard mixed things about it.
Right. Was that the one by Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger, and Martin Scorsese. Yeah.
That's why I want to see it. I'm like, that Scorsese fellow has a career ahead of him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I only bring it up because on one of the many podcasts that I listen to, and again, I'm just trying to, give me just a second here while I get the guy's name, Vamp. Rich Cohen is this guy who wrote a book. He writes a lot of rock and roll books.
Mm-hmm.
His most recent book is, well, actually, no, he writes a variety of books on everything from the Rolling Stones to the 1985 Chicago Bears and, like, everything in between.
That's because they did the Super Bowl Shuffle song, so it's a whole music,
mm-hmm.
music motif, if you will.
Right. And he was one of the, like, a book that he wrote on the record industry was the basis for Vinyl.
Huh.
And because of the Rolling Stones book, he has all these different connections, and Scorsese, and, like, did Scorsese do a Rolling Stones documentary or something?
Scorsese, I think, did a documentary, and he also directed one of their, like, recorded concerts.
Right. So I think Shine the Light, maybe, was the most recent one within, like, the last, like, 5 or 7 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, because he was working on Vinyl at the time with Scorsese, he got, like, a private screening with Scorsese of Shine the Light. It was just him and Scorsese in a movie theater watching it.
Wow, to think Scorsese has that kind of power to get his own movie theater.
Well, and again, he tells the story of, like, he's in there, and he says to Scorsese, he's like, oh, I gotta go use the bathroom, I'll be right back. And he goes, oh no, we'll have them stop the movie for you.
Man, I wish I had that.
Right.
Like, just one time. You know?
You just want it for a day? Just like an afternoon?
I don't know, because I don't know if I'd be able to go back. I think I'd become drunk with power. But, oh man, I'd be dangerous with that.
You're dangerous now. You're dangerous with the level of power that you have.
It's true. If I had like, Celebrity Infinity Gauntlet, it would be crazy. Oh my god. The doors it would open, Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have many future ex-wives.
You would actually negotiate the first part of them becoming your ex-wives, which would be marrying them.
Yes, yes.
And it would just be marrying them all at once, and then getting divorced from all of them at once.
That's right. You want the group discount.
Right. So one of the things that we're going to discuss here, we actually have a somewhat agenda.
I'll derail it.
Is the Hall of Fame. Now, is this a Long Box Heroes Hall of Fame? Is it soon to be named Network Hall of Fame? Or is it just a podcasting Hall of Fame?
I was going with the Long Box Heroes Hall of Fame. But,
okay.
You know, let those other guys get their own Hall of Fames. And then we could put them all under one roof in Canton, Ohio.
Well, wouldn't it be an honor for them to be in our Hall of Fame?
That's right. When they deserve it, they'll get in there. All right. maybe Puzzle Warriors or whatever the heck they are. Maybe they be like the first in there because they got the numbers. But
right,
we'll see.
But see, this is one of the things, and we could discuss this. So as you're aware, I'm sure, and I don't know how you came upon this, how you got this in your head to do a Long Box Heroes Hall of Fame.
I don't even remember. I'd have to go back through my feed, and somebody mentioned something, and I was like, we need a Hall of Fame.
Because right,
somebody mentioned a Hall of Fame, and I was like, why don't we have it? Everybody else has one.
But a friend of the show, longtime listener, Dave Puente, I don't know what prompted him to do this, but when we put out the Civil War podcast on Sunday, he said, And this was, it was so funny because we talked about it before we recorded the Civil War thing.
Mm-hmm.
We put the Civil War thing out, and then the next day he puts, solid podcast, 4 out of 5 stars, would be higher with more Zemo knowledge, and if the finish wasn't botched, tell the green one to be louder.
Uh-huh.
Apparently some folks were having some issues hearing David. And
I think, stop. They were talking about your kid.
Oh, that's who they were talking about.
Right, because he was all like, I didn't like the
dad. Well, he was on the other side of the room.
I know. Well, he's shy, but I think that's more what he was
talking about.
He was making a joke, and I think it has to do with you crazy wrestling folk reviewing pay-per-views or Raws. It's like, I give it 4 out of 5, but they botched the ending.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so he's doing that, but he's burying your son. Remember
well,
that.
Well, listen, he's green, you know? He's only got a couple years in this business. He works a little too stiff.
Look at you, like, protecting your son, throwing the blame on Kirk.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you, like, what? Not my kid. Honestly,
I forgot that Ace did a run-in at the end. Oh,
sure you did, the proud papa. No, you didn't. You're all like... I'll bury my kid. It was,
Anyway. So it was funny that he said that in that fashion
mm-hmm.
after we had talked about the Hall of Fame thing. And that's why I responded saying that that episode was a first ballot Hall of Fame episode.
Mm-hmm. And then I think I said something. Was like,
right, you responded that everyone should have a Hall of Fame. Well, as you're aware, you know, there's wrestling Hall of Fames. And I'm sure just like in other real sports, wink, wink, there's Hall of Fames as well.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure, and again, I don't know how one gets into, let's say, a football Hall of Fame, let's say, okay?
They play football.
Right, but as far as I know, there's at least dozens of people who play football a year.
Mm-hmm, at
least
dozens.
Multiply that by however many years football has been going on for, and Bob's your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone gets into the Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
How is it decided of who gets into the Football Hall of Fame?
It's by how great your career was.
But who's to say what makes a great career? Because at least in, okay, at least in a football or a baseball or whatever, there's a quantifiable number. Like, this guy, if he passes for X amount of yards, X amount of times, over X amount of seasons, then... Because he did it the most, then he should go in the Hall of Fame for a quarterback. Or if there's a guy who has the most sacks, you know, if he does X amount of sacks during a season, no one beats that. Well, then, but then like politics get involved, Todd. And when did the Hall of Fame become about politics?
Oh, I think it was when Donald Trump joined up.
Right, not President Dusty. He says everybody in.
That's right. He's a guy who just lets them all be, because all the young football players remind him of a young Eddie Guerrero or no Bruno Sammartino.
Young Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah. Notice I didn't do the accent,
mm-hmm.
the dusty accent.
Right. The dusty affect, I would say.
Yes. But are you really asking me how you get in the Hall of Fame? Are you?
Yes, I am.
It's basically you can't just be like have the most numbers. Like it can't be like that's part of it. Yes, that is part of it. But it's like I had the most sacks 1 year. That doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
You have to have a sustainable like great years at your position to get in the Hall of Fame. That's all it is. Like, yeah, a lot of yards if you're a receiver catching the thing, but you can have a lot of touchdowns too. But it's like pornography. I can't explain it, but I know it when I see it. You know, it's
all right.
You never heard that old phrase?
Yes.
Okay, it's from you know the Supreme Court, but it's with these guys. I don't. It's hard to explain a Hall of Famer, but you know it when you see it. Like this guy played harder. This guy played better. This guy did it for many years, and you just kind of know. And it was funny because they were talking about the Hall of Fame on Mike and Mike the other morning. And I just happened to be listening. And he's like, if you're looking at a player and you're like, I'm not sure if he's Hall of Fame material, let me check the numbers. He's probably not Hall of Fame material. Just because you know, you're like that guy. And then there's some borderline guys and you do the math, but you're like, all right, get in. And baseball's a little easier because they have magic numbers. They're like, you hit 3,000 hits. I don't know if it's 2,000 or 3,000. It's like, you're in. You hit 500 home runs. I don't care if you suck at every other thing in baseball. You're in.
Unless you're Pete Rose.
Well, Pete Rose broke the one rule that they had. Don't bet on baseball. I'm so anti-Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Yes.
Okay. Because they have one rule on the clubhouse door. Do not bet on baseball. That's it. That's like other stuff they'll let you slide on. But, and people go, oh, well, you know, it's just a rule. He didn't bet against his team. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. And they're like, no, there was a betting scandal back in the day with the White Sox, which everybody knows about.
Right, 1919, the Black Sox scandal. That was during my time of being aware of baseball. Sure. Right.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. But the principle stays the same. When the people found out about this betting scandal back then, it almost collapsed baseball because they went, you know, like the players are in on it and they're doing all this and it's that. And like to throw a World Series, we don't want to watch this game anymore. And it almost ended baseball forever. So like they're like, if this happens again, you know, and it takes hold and somebody does that so big, we're done. So that's the one rule. Do it and you're out forever. You know the rule. You do it and you're gone. He did it and he's gone. And now it's like, oh, well, he's the best player at that position. Yeah, but if he brings down the sport, what good is it to be the best at your position?
But that's if he brings down the sport. He didn't.
Neither did the Black Sox.
Okay.
But it almost did.
Now, okay.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No, listen, I'm with you on this one. I completely understand what you're saying in that regard, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a bit naive when it comes to real sports, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get into things like, let's say, you know, you want to pick someone like a Ty Cobb, who is in the Hall of Fame, I would guess.
Right.
Who is a known public racist,
And
all these other things, and that's okay. Or things like when, I don't want to say that the Major League Baseball encouraged steroids use during the late 90s, early 2000s, but they certainly turned a blind eye toward it because numbers were up and people were watching baseball as Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were both racing, and Barry Bonds maybe in there as well, were all racing for this home run title. And now those guys, if they're not already in the Hall of Fame, will be in the Hall of Fame, because I know their records are in the record book with an asterisk next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
See, but I also claim that that's a bullshit argument. Because everybody's okay. Like, oh, well, because you're reversing it. You're going, instead of saying, well, these guys are in, people say that all the time. You should say, well, these guys should be out. Don't go... All right, well, because these bad guys are in, we have to let this bad guy in. You should reverse that and go, this bad guy's out, these bad guys should be out.
Okay, then that's my stance, is that Ty Cobb and so on. Right, and that's the thing. I'm not saying because these people who did these bad things are in or will be in, then we should allow this other instance with Pete Rose. I'm saying if we're judging people not only by their records and their accomplishments, but also we're taking into consideration their person of character, then if there are people who have suspect character or broke laws or what have you, and they are in or on the track to being in, then they should be taken out or not allowed to be in.
Depends. It depends. Why does it depend? It depends on certain things, because if you did a crime that has nothing to do with you... bringing down baseball, or like the rules say, I guess some of the rules say like you get this suspension, but the rules are you do this, you get this suspension. It would be like saying for crime, this guy stole bubble gum and this guy murdered. Everybody goes away for the same amount of time.
Okay. Now on that same token, did they or did they not take the Heisman away from O.J. Simpson because he was accused of murder? Whether he did or did not is You know, that's not what the discussion is right now.
Yes and no. See, that's the story of wrong. The Heisman group didn't take the Heisman away from him. Right. When the Gold... what was the name of the family?
The Goldmans.
The Goldmans. I didn't want to screw it up. When the Goldmans sued after he was found innocent for, like, for
the
money,
murder, they went to the civil case, yes.
They went to the civil case. They took the trophy to sell, not take the Heisman Award away from him.
Okay, I thought he was taken out of the record books.
No. As far as I'm aware, he's still in as a Heisman winner, but when he lost everything, they're like, we want that, that's worth money. You owe us money, we want that.
Gotcha.
So we're selling it. At least that's my understanding. Once again, I am not a O.J. Simpson historian, so I could be wrong on that. But if I'm pretty sure that they didn't take the record away from him or the achievement. They just took the monetary value of the award away.
Gotcha.
So,
like, so where all this is really going is... is
what the standards we have
the
to get in our
professional wrestling Hall of Fame, the real Hall of Fame that actually matters.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about the World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Fame or the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame.
I don't understand any of that, but go
okay.
Ahead.
You're aware of the World Wrestling Entertainment?
Yes.
You're aware that they have a Hall of Fame?
Yes, and soon to be President Donald Trump is in.
And so is Pete Rose. Pete Rose is in the WWE Hall of Fame as well.
Oh, of course. That legitimizes the WWE Hall of Fame.
Right. He appeared on 3 WrestleManias, and he worked a program with Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump was involved in a main event angle at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And he would tell you, it was the highest buy rate of a WrestleMania of all time. It was fantastic. You're going to love it.
Mm-hmm. He would.
But we're... So that essentially is... And again, where I'm getting at this is people in wrestling are like, oh, the WWF Hall of Fame is bullshit. The Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, that's the real one. That's the one that you really want to be in. But the... And again, the Wrestling Observer is the, and I don't want to say dirt sheet because it's not a dirt sheet, but it's the newsletter. It's where all like the inside stuff is revealed in wrestling and blah, blah, blahs in regards to that. But being in that Hall of Fame at the end of the day is literally at the whim of one guy. Mm-hmm. The guy who runs it, Dave Meltzer, whether or not he decides you're worthy enough to even be put on the ballot, and... That's why I feel most Hall of Fames are bogus, which is the absolute reason we should have a Hall of Fame.
Okay. I get what you're saying. We should totally have a bogus Hall of Fame. I'm all for that.
Right.
But other Hall of Fames, I don't think are bogus because more than one people vote on the other Hall of Fames.
Well, okay, so with the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, Dave Meltzer is the one who makes the ballot, and it's the readers of the Wrestling Observer who vote on it, mm-hmm. and that's a very small sample of wrestling fans, a very loud, you know, very loud but small grouping of fans, but either way, there's been debates over the last couple of years of whether or not, like, this wrestler or that wrestler should be involved, like, should be even on the ballot to be mm-hmm. in that Hall of Fame. And they get into things, it's like, well, while they were a top draw in that territory for X number of years, it was still a low-drawing territory in comparison to future territories in that same area, and, you know, and then it gets into, like, whether or not the guy's work is good, and then even a personal bias that the guy who runs the whole thing has. And I feel as though a lot of Hall of Fames have that, whether it be the Wrestling Hall of Fame or baseball or whatever.
And I will admit that. You didn't mention borderline guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you throw in borderline guys. Yes, there is a lot of people who have, you know, views and stuff like that. Like, you know, there's, like, should this football player be in? Like, I'm trying to think of one of them. Was like Art Monk was a receiver for years and years and years. They're like, how come he was never in? Because he didn't play in a receiver era where it was running the ball and defense. So his numbers, but it was like, but his numbers at that time were above and beyond anybody else's in the, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So they get in, and I understand that, but there's, no matter who you have in charge on that or what way you have it on that, people are going to disagree on certain guys when they don't, when they're not the superstars. They're like, okay, these are bona fide. Like, there are people me and you could look at, like, you watch football in your day, and I've watched wrestling in your day. Just, you'd be like, okay, you know, if I told you this football player from your heyday, you'd be like, oh my God, there's, you know, he was a star. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. And I'd look at wrestling back in the day, like, you know, Joey Abs definitely going in. All that kind of stuff. No, but you know what, I'm joking, you know what I mean. Like, I could go back and go, this guy, you know, is going to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah. So, but when you get to those ones, like you said, it's just, no matter what you do, you're going to have that squabbling over.
Right. And it's, and you know, and a lot of the same thing for wrestling holds true for, you know, the other sports, of course, is if, like, if you know the name and you're not a fan of that sport,
mm-hmm.
then that person should be a, you know, at least considered for Hall of Fame status.
Right. It probably,
you know, like, I don't know, who's the, like, Tom Brady, right?
Ugh.
Okay.
Ugh.
Okay. Just by the sheer fact that I know Tom Brady's name,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure if he was to get into the professional, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I would not be like, nope, that guy doesn't deserve it.
Actually, when he gets in, I think Vince Lombardi's going to come back from the dead and hold the door for him.
Right, right.
But
like, on the flip side of things, like, if I was to say Hulk Hogan,
mm-hmm.
you're like, okay, that's a name that I'm aware of in professional wrestling. He should be in there.
That's right, and he definitely is, right?
Right, he in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, and that's what we're discussing here, of course.
He's not
and
in the WWE?
And then you get into things like people like the Junkyard Dog.
Okay, didn't he own video, and now he's in?
Didn't he own... No, you're thinking of Coco Beware, you're thinking of the WWF Hall of Fame.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
But, like, it's a lot of stuff like that where who gets in and who doesn't. It's like, well, if, you know, if you're going to allow this guy in, if you're going to allow Kurt Angle or Triple H in as a Hall of Fame inductee, then you have to let the Junkyard Dog or Kerry Von Erich in.
I know one of those.
Right. And see, that's where a lot of that gets into. And I don't know professional wrestling. I don't know football or baseball or any of this stuff. But I just know people take this stuff very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I cared that much anymore about any one thing that wasn't my family.
No. I know what you mean.
Right.
Yeah. So, are we doing a Hall of Fame or not?
We are. We are going to do a Hall of Fame. We're actually going to open up a physical Hall of Fame on the location of the Steamtown Mall when they bulldoze it.
I'm telling you. We should take over one of the anchor stores and make it our Hall of Fame.
Just go in. Well, aren't they closing the Sears at the Viewmont Mall?
Yes, that's the one then.
Okay.
We'll do that. And we'll start, because that's so huge, that we'll just have, like, our busts, because obviously we're going in.
Well, they would get, like, you know how they had the giant chocolate Andre the Giant that you could win by winning the Battle Royal?
That's right. That Sacha Baron Corbin won.
Right. They would have giant chocolate versions of us.
Oh. Oof. I want a nougat inside me.
Oh, nougat? I want to be peanut butter filled.
Peanut butter filled? That's a good one. That's good.
Yes.
Maybe caramel. I don't know. I'll have to get... I want to be cherry filled. Chocolate covered cherry. So, like, when somebody bites into me, red goo comes out.
Now, see, I would like a faucet on me that people could turn to, like, fill up a cup with maybe, like, a soft swirl ice cream or something.
Oh, syrup.
A syrup or some sort of goo.
We would serve ice cream, and then I would be, like, strawberry, and you would be, like, hot fudge.
Right.
Oh, and we would definitely offer nuts.
Right, of course.
You have to.
Oh, boy. So that's the physical Hall of Fame, and we're going to pay for this physical Hall of Fame
mm-hmm.
by selling more comics at the local Scranton Comic-Con this weekend.
Yes, we are. Going to just sell everything we can.
So how are you coming along with preparing for this?
I'm actually really far along in comic-wise. I've been I bought Golden Age bags. You know, like the
big ones.
The big ones. And I've been putting sets into Golden Age bags and marking, like, what's in them, so I know, like, if they're missing any issues or whatever. And I have an idea of prices in my head. And you know the diamond boxes that we get, that the comic shop gets its books in?
Yes.
I have four of those filled with bags of sets.
Oh, cool.
So, because I'm like, oh, if I'm going to bring those, I'm not even going to bring comic boxes to put them in, because I'm just going to lay them out on the table.
Yeah, let the people see them.
And then put, like, slips of paper with the prices inside the front. Mm-hmm. And then if they ask me, I'll have a list of, like, yeah, that's Green Arrow 22 to 75 with two annuals. You know what I mean? Right. Like, for X amount of dollars. And I'm going to see if I'm going to take any, toys or anything after this. But I'm working on the sets right now so I can have as many as possible. How about you?
Right. My sets are all broken up. I got one last box of, like, trades to go through.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, trades.
Yes. So I got one last box of trades to go through, and then I, am gonna go through, I'm gonna see what I can get, off of that in my comic shop.
Right.
Get those out in the mail before I get the full organization and get the car loaded up, Saturday afternoon. But I'm ready to go, because I was ready to go from the last time that we did it 6 months ago.
Right.
So I've just been kind of... Yeah, doing my best to kind of keep things up and move things around and add things as need be and so forth. And I got to make my fancy little signs that say, like, you know, quarter each, five for a buck.
Right. And then now I have a question for you, because I sent you the email with the setup times and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to be there as early as you were last time, but I am stopping at the bagel shop in the morning.
Ooh.
On my way. And I know you have to have you run on Dunkin' or whatever it is, that bullshit hot water that people drink called coffee.
Right.
Which is fine. But if you want a real breakfast sandwich, let me know. I'll bring you one.
What I'd like to have right now is for all you chain stores with your swill and garbage sandwiches to keep your mouth shut. While Todd shows you what a real breakfast sandwich looks like, hit his music.
Oh, that's what we should. We should have music for the con. But, yeah, so you let me know. I'll bring you a breakfast sandwich. On a bagel, of course.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. But you won't take it. You'll be all, I'll have that McCrappin or whatever.
No, I will probably get a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Probably two.
That sounds like...
And then, once I'm set up, and you're on your way, and you send me a text to say, I'm on my way, I will give you my order then. It'll be what I'm in the mood for.
That's right. Okay. And it'll probably, because they open up at 8, so I'll be there at 8 to get the bagels for me and your sandwich,
right,
or whatever you want. And then probably be there by quarter after 8 or 20 after 8. So
I'm probably going to need to see a menu.
You know what? I will take a picture of a menu and send it. Because they actually have breakfasts, too, and stuff like that. So. Mm-hmm. But
oh, like you would bring me like a whole breakfast platter?
Yeah, well, they do. They have the special in the morning, like, you know, eggs, bacon, toast, stuff like that. But if whatever you want, you know what? I will bring you a menu tomorrow.
All right.
When we're at the shop.
And I'm excited.
You are. This is what these shows are all about. Bagels and our lives.
Yes.
Anyway, that was a long after dark.
It was. You got heated with that baseball talk. Oh. Jesus Christ.
And I'm not even done. I think there could be a whole part two to this. Because there was shit I wanted to drop on you. But you were like, I know where this is going and I have to get to the con talk.
Well, it's not that I have to get to the con talk. We have another show to do.
That show is unimportant compared to whether or not Pete Rose gets in the Hall of Fame.
Listen, and for me... I don't give a shit either way. He's in the only Hall of Fame that matters, the WWE Hall of Fame.
That's right. He was tombstoned in the chicken outfit.
That's right.
We should do that. But anyway, I'll start picking up ballots and sending them out to that. Ooh. I have whole ideas on this. But
all right, that's good.
Yes.
Like, get us mentioned in, like, real websites and stuff. Okay, so... Here's who's in the celebrity wing of the World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Fame.
First of all, do they have a Twitter wing? Because I want to... Or does the... What's the one by the guy who wrote Identity Crisis? Brad Meltzer?
Brad Meltzer?
Brad Meltzer's one. Because if he... I want to start having the fans petition him to get me in the Hall of Fame for my Twitter feeds.
Right.
But anyway, go ahead. Who's in the celebrity Hall of Fame?
Okay. As mentioned, Pete Rose.
Good for him.
William the Refrigerator Perry.
As he should be.
Right, he competed at WrestleMania 2 in the big over-the-top rope battle royal.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Uecker.
He might be in our Hall of Fame.
Just because?
Just because he's Bob fucking Uecker.
All right. Drew Carey.
He should be in there.
Drew Carey competed at one of the Royal Rumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson.
I don't know about him. He's a dangerous fellow.
He's the baddest man on the planet.
He is. He could be in. Is his tiger in?
No.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
It was a beautiful Hall of Fame ceremony. I saw it. You're going to love it.
Mr. T.
Mr. T deserves to be in there.
You know what? Okay, so we'll get into. This is going to go a little bit longer only because if Mr. T deserves to be in there,
right?
Then so does Cyndi Lauper, who's not in there.
Hey, see, this is about not, you know, you could do it both ways. She should be in. Fine. You know what? Hall of Famers just want to have fun.
Right. I don't say that Mr. T shouldn't be in there. I'm just saying Cyndi Lauper should be as well.
That's right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is in there.
What did he do?
According to this, it says, made numerous appearances on WWE programming.
Perfect. Done.
And I will say this, he was on an episode of SmackDown where he decked Triple H. He was on there to promote his upcoming film, End of Days, where he played a character named Jericho Kane. Chris Jericho and Kane may have been feuding at the time that this promotion was going on.
Maybe. I'm unaware.
Synergy.
Synergy.
And lastly, this year's Celebrity Hall of Fame inductee was Snoop Dogg.
Right. I was going to say, I'm trying to think of one celebrity that should be, I had it in my brain and I was like, right. There should be, is Leslie Nielsen in the Hall of Fame?
No, Leslie Nielsen is not in the Hall of Fame.
And the other guy who was like a legit actor who was in the Naked Gun.
George Kennedy?
Yeah, he should be in there too.
I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere down the road that Freddie Prinze Jr. gets in there.
Hmm. That would be good. He deserves it.
Well, he was a former, formerly on the creative team for World Wrestling Entertainment.
What about What's-His-Guy-Face, who was in the documentary Ready to Rumble?
David Arquette absolutely should be in the, no, David Arquette shouldn't be in the celebrity wing.
He should be in the actual,
yes.
Didn't he win a belt?
He was the WCW champion.
And he was in that documentary.
That's right. That was shot in real time like the Highlander.
That's right.
All right, now the show is over. Soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Thanks for listening to us. And if you're at the Scranton Comic Con, say hi.
Yes.
Say hi.
Hi.
We'll give you the good brother discount.
Oh, boy.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody.